How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, the global economy. I welcome Elizabeth Peake, writes a column for The Hill, writes a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business, to comment on an anxiety that is apparent whenever companies report these days, especially large firms like Walmart's, for example, with large moving workforces that we depend upon. The question is, job cutbacks, headcount shrinking. Is that a sign of a recession oncoming? Is that a sign that the customers have stopped buying? That's the retail number. Does that mean the firm has lost its grip on its customer base? Or, Liz, a very good evening to you. We're going to see this again and again as companies report. They're adding profits to their bottom line, but their headcount is shrinking, sometimes large, sometimes small. And CEOs in the call after the results are posted to Wall Street often mention that they are planning on shrinking their headcount this, and this in future. Now, that can be anxiety. I can't prove that it isn't. The other alternative is AI. Does Wall Street recognize that? Is the American people need to be educated about it? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think this is the biggest story that's not being told. You and I have talked about it several times over the last couple of years. Companies are not spending billions of dollars on AI for window dressing. What are they using it for? They're using it to automate and simplify activities in their corporations. And every company is doing this with an eye to reducing costs. And how do you really reduce costs? At the end of the day, you reduce headcounts. And I think it was really stunning to have Walmart, the country's largest private employer, come out and say, we are going to hold our workforce even, steady, flat, basically, over the next 3 years, even though we continue to grow. We continue to expect to grow. And they're not the only one. JP Morgan Chase and other companies have also made similar kinds of comments. So, I think it's really kind of amazing that, again, when Jay Powell stands up there and talks about rate reductions and the employment picture and how job creation is slowing, have you heard him really talk about AI and the impact it's having even now? And by the way, again, this is not a future phenomenon. This is happening right now today. Now, Bernie Sanders wrote a column. I rarely agree with Bernie Sanders about much, but he was saying, you know, there's going to be 100 million jobs lost over the next decade. And what are we going to do about it? I mean, I think that's the point. Isn't this something that policymakers should be talking about? And no one is, to my knowledge. And here's the thing. Everybody says, well, you know, yes, but when we automated harvesting corn, you know, the people that used to do that manually went and found other jobs. Or when, I mean, you can think of a million examples of where we've innovated people out of jobs, they've always found jobs very quickly. I think what's different about this, and I'm always reluctant to say we have a big new thing that's different, but I do think this is different because it impacts every industry out there. I may have mentioned to you, a friend of mine was hosting a forum, a big forum about AI, with the founder of ChatGPT, OpenAI, Sam Altman. And he said to Sam Altman in front of a crowd of hundreds of people, tell me a job that's going to be eliminated by AI. And Sam thought for a moment and he said, construction worker. And there were literally gasps in the room because no one thinks of manual labor being replaced by AI, but the combination of advanced robotics, which we are definitely also innovating, developing right now, and AI means manual labor also can be replaced by AI and robotics and so forth. Are there going to be people manufacturing the robotics or designing them, et cetera? Of course, but it's a very different outlook, I think, than many people have really considered. I mean, we all know the paralegal is being replaced by AI. The financial analyst, entry-level person is certainly being replaced by AI. By the way, not replaced entirely. You still have to have people coordinating the work. But you're not going to see growth in those sectors because you can do much more with fewer people. So anyway, to answer your question in a sort of long-winded way, I think this is really a topic of the moment. We saw so much talk right now about the poor job creation in the last month. And oh my gosh, we don't have the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We didn't have it Friday for the jobs report. The Fed is flying blind. No, they're not. They're getting plenty of input from ADP, from private employers, from the National Federation of Independent Businesses. All kinds of people can tell the Fed what's going on in their district, what's happening in terms of job creation. And you have to be absolutely blind not to see that AI is sort of the undercurrent here that's weakening the jobs market.
I want to emphasize the data centers because they make demands on our infrastructure and our resources that will be noticed before people understand they've lost a job or could lose a job. For example, the Washington Post had a feature in these last hours with photographs, lots of photographs, demonstrating that there are now 600 data centers surrounding Washington and Virginia, 600, and building more. There's a demand. Why do they build them there? Well, it's close to Washington, so it serves the government and private enterprise. The electricity costs are moderate compared to other parts of the country. And there's a very educated workforce to draw upon. Data centers don't need a lot of people, but they need specific skills. Now, all of that can add to higher electricity costs, demand on water, because you need to cool those centers. The bigger they get, the hotter they get, and demand on the education base. Those are things that we're going to see friction in future, Liz, and different municipalities will make different decisions. For example, right now, Musk is building a supercomputer. I believe it has 1 million GPUs when it's done, and it's called Colossus 2. He's building it because he wants to train his chatbots to make them faster and better. And there's competition in chatbot training. Now, that demands the whole region alter its understanding of the future because they're going to have the first 1 million GPU computer. That doesn't sound like a bad thing to me. I'm sure you could work up anxiety if you live in the region, but it sounds like a positive. It sounds like the future has come to whatever town sets up where they set up business. Do you hear the Luddite example going on here? People don't know it, so they denounce it.
I have not heard a lot of that, but then a lot of people really haven't confronted it face to face. I do think there are a couple of things that you referenced that will lead to backlash. One certainly is the cost of electricity. You mentioned that Washington's a pretty favorable market for buying electricity. That could change, obviously, with all those data centers coming in. I also think it really puts pressure on states like California and New York. California, I think, is 50% more than the national average in terms of the price of electricity. I think New York's roughly about the same, maybe not quite so much. But those are uncompetitive rates, and they're gotten there because they've insisted on renewables mandates and other things that have turned out to jack up the cost of electricity. Nationwide, by the way, electricity is going up. So that, I think, is going to raise some questions, you know, in terms of whether this industry is going to subsidize other people's electricity rates. Will there be a differentiation somehow that some users pay more than others? I don't know. But my guess is there'll be something there. And water, as you mentioned, too, is obviously very scarce in some parts of the country, which can cause them to be uncompetitive in this race. But also, anytime you have a tremendous use of water, like you did with fracking, for example, there are communities who really find that, you know, difficult and want to ration water, et cetera. So there's going to be backlash. In terms of the impact on jobs, again, I don't think that's become everyone's sort of I don't think it's become part of the national conversation yet. Maybe Bernie Sanders will bring it to everybody's attention. But I think thoughtful people are going to have, including people in, I don't want to say make some snarky remark, but our elected representatives are going to have to think about this and think about whether we need new and better different kinds of job training programs. Because guess what, John? The ones we have in place via the federal government have been there forever. They're not particularly effective or useful. We may need to have a full court press to reverse thinking on how we train workers of the future.
The Financial Times has a story today that's extremely positive, so I hesitate to emphasize it. I've left it till last. It begins, "How AI Became Our Personal Assistant." Subhead, "New data shows that way millions have integrated the technology into their everyday lives." Guilty. That's me. I turn out to be part of the... This says more than 18 billion messages are sent to ChatGPT every week. I'm not one of them. I use Grok. I use Gemini. I use Claude. But I don't use ChatGPT, so I'm the other rest of it. But that means even more are sent every week. And people are already doing it and not complaining about it. More than 1 in 10 people at a rate of adoption the World Wide Web did not achieve until the early 2000s. That's how fast this is growing.
Yeah.
So though we're what we're doing is repeating the anxiety we hear on Wall Street, the people are voting with their eyeballs. They're going to ChatGPT and other AI to help them. It helps me, Liz, every day. It's a personal assistant. I count on it. What's my calendar? I ask because I fed it in last night.
I think you are exceptional in that you really have explored a number of AI assistants. I'm not sure most people do that, but certainly when you have, I think this, we're up to something like 800 million users, active users per week of ChatGPT. When I read that statistic a few weeks ago, I was like, holy crow, to exactly your reference, it took forever to get to that kind of level of usage of the internet and even the iPhone. We've never seen pickup like this on something. But it's also fair to say it's being force-fed to people. I mean, you cannot turn on your computer and try and do a Google search without 15 different notices that, you know, wouldn't it be better if Copilot did it for you or this group or that group? So they're pushing it very, very hard. I don't blame these companies for doing that because it's making them a lot of money and they're spending a lot of money on it. But you're absolutely right that it is a very fast-moving engagement and worldwide, I suspect. I don't know what the numbers are like around the world, but here, certainly, it's dramatic.
Elizabeth Peak writes a column for The Hill, writes a column for Fox News, much on Fox Business. We're speaking of AI. We're going to move to human beings now, the Nobel Peace Prize, and Donald Trump's repeated request that he receive it. What is to be done? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.